So you say that you've been through this, experience working very hard, and it doesn't kill you, of course, physically, but there's a lot of emphasis these days on mental health. Surely there must have been it must have been a strain mentally working so hard, isn't it?
So you raise a really valid point, right? And I mean, this sort of gets a bit too personal than where I'm comfortable with. But mental health is a serious thing, and I was reading an article in the New York Times the other day about burnout culture and the emphasis on hustling all the time, without having a minute to rejuvenate and just to rejuvenate and to sort of make sure that you're doing well in other aspects of your life. And there's a book by Shonda Rhimes where she says that when I'm excelling at one part of my life, be rest assured that I am failing in 50 other parts of my life. And that was something I had to grapple with, because when my career was on track, my personal life wasn't. When my personal life was, so it's this kind of extremes that you sort of flirt between. And I think young professionals face this all the time, where it's a matter of you really want to be good at your job and you really want to make a difference, but at the same time, you really want to have a good family life or a healthy mental state. And it becomes an either-or situation, which I think we really, really need to redefine how we look at success and how we look at life, in a way that we are not killing ourselves, but at the same time, we are doing more than the next person in trying to make a difference.
This is easier said than done. Have you overcome that difficulty in balancing things yet?
So 2019 is my year. Is my year to try that out. So I mean, like I said, for the first time in my career, in my more than 8 years now, or almost 9 years, I feel like I'm at a place where, I've worked hard, I've put in the effort, and now it's a matter of just sort of building on that. But for me now, as a human being, and especially as a Muslim, the most important thing for me now is to create that balance where we are, when we walk in a room, we are some of our total experiences. We are not our careers, we're not our families, we're not our bank balances, we're not, and to get that equilibrium is something that you constantly work on, especially in a career that's so demanding and so volatile, really. The political space has been a roller coaster for the last 5 years, if not longer, to the point now where, President Cyril Ramaphosa is now the president. Things are not as hectic as it was under former President Jacob Zuma. If you just take the State of the Nation address, for example, it's not normal to be sort of geared up and ready for some action, long nights and drama and craziness. But that's what really what happens. And for me now, I'm in a space where I'm thinking about, okay, what's important to me? What do I want to do? How do I want to tell stories? Because the medium really doesn't matter. We can tell stories in different, and now the time is perfectly right to tell stories through many mediums at the same time. And it's just about getting that right and informing people and telling people why things are happening. That's for me what's my biggest motivator of why I write the stories that I do. It's not about telling people what they can already see on television or hear on radio. It's about explaining to them why that matters.